tip number 50. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, iCal and time zones. Now, this really isn't a hidden feature, but it is a little bit hard to find inside of Apple's iCal. Now, in this day and age of world travel and Skype, sometimes it's difficult to plan a meeting in different time zones. So let's launch iCal. Go to the iCal pull-down menu, select Preferences, and then click on the Advanced tab. Next, check the Turn on Time Zone Support checkbox, and then close this dialog box. Next, go to the pull-down menu and select Show Info or Command-I for the keyboard shortcut. Next, double-click in one of the days of your calendar to create a new event. And here you can enter in the name of the event, the time and the day, and the time zone. Now, the first time you use this feature, you will need to enter in different time zones, and it's kind of cool the way it's done by clicking within the map. So now select the time zone pop-down list, select Other, and then move through the different continents of the map, clicking to find the time zone that you need. Now remember, the time that you enter in here will be to that time zone. If you take a look at your main calendar, you'll notice there will be a discrepancy in times. One is for the time of the time zone you asked for, and the other one is the current time zone that you are in. And if you're on a notebook computer traveling around the globe, remember, in the upper right-hand corner of your calendar, you can now select where you are, and this will update the times in your calendar to be current to that time zone. Happy traveling! Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or leave us a Skype voicemail at 1 Minute Tip, no spaces.